Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Schuster's Shoots, a podcast where I randomly post a podcast every couple months. I know Tim loves it, but I'm back after seeing Godzilla vs. Kong in theaters, by the way, and wanted to, talk about the film. There will be major spoilers in this discussion, but, right now, to give you guys the summary, because, you know, a lot of people might not want spoilers, and they just want to be like, hey, did you like the film? Should I even bother watching it? And yes, watch the film. If you like giant monsters fighting, you will like this film. If you like Godzilla, you will like the film. And if you like Kong, you will like the film. It has got a little bit for everybody. If you like the first two Godzilla films, yeah, you'll like this film. If you want serious human character and a deep dive into the human characters, you could be left real short on that. But if you want kaijus fighting, this is the film for you. As far as going to spoiler territory. So, just want to put that out there. So, 3, 2, 1... Spoiler warning. So I went to see this in theaters because, you know, first time in a movie theater. I don't even remember the last time I was in a theater. It's definitely been minimum of a year, but boy was it great to sit in a theater again, get the full Dolby surround sound, especially for a movie like this, and I don't know where you're all listening to, but we as in the group of friends that I went to see with, found a theater that had fairly good COVID laid out plans, social distancing people in seats, limiting the theater, masks, the whole nine yards. They made extra special care to clean. So if that's a thing for you, then I would suggest, if you're in the New Jersey area, the Cinemarks do a great job of that. Regardless of that, as far as the movie itself is concerned, because, you know, that's what you're all here for. One of the things that, like, started to bother me, because I have a lot of pros at this film, but most of the pros are like, yes, monsters are fighting, cool, big destruction, big epic fight scenes. But I have a lot of nitpicking, and it really has to do with the human characters and some of the directional changes. One was some of the weird music choices that they had for the scenes. They like to use, like, 60s and 70s light jam type of music. It's almost like the director was like, I like Guardians of the Galaxy, and I need a weird soundtrack for this film. It didn't need to be there, and it was just odd to have, like, you know, scenes with Kong show up and you've got a weird, like, Motown, or I'm gonna get destroyed if it's not Motown, but just a weird music choices. I don't remember, I didn't recognize any of the music. I'm not really a music file, so, like, don't kill me on that one. But I just thought it was strange that the scenes with Kong in the beginning, because they faltered later on in the film. Like, later on in the film, there was no weird music choices. It was just your good orchestral, you know, themes. But, like, I don't know. It just totally was just, like, a head-scratcher to me. The human characters. Now, if you've watched any other reviews or heard anything, you're gonna hear the human characters are there to breadcrumb Kong to Godzilla, and the eventual villain of the story gets breadcrumbed there too. That's all they're there for. And even though they're the weakest part, they aren't on screen long enough in most of the film to really hurt it. Like obviously it's bad because they're not interesting. They're vanilla boring. But whereas other films that people had criticisms with, the first two films, where there's a lot of the human characters, and some people didn't like the human characters in those films, and there's a lot of scenes with them, this one has the bulk of the human characters up front to kind of get the, pieces in the position, and then they just kind of just let things happen. Let Kong fight things, let Godzilla fight things, and which is what you want. But yeah, the only interesting character was the deaf girl who talks to Kong, which you know, from the trailers was pretty obvious was that's what it was. It was the way to get Kong to places and have, you know, an interesting character development with Kong. Nothing too crazy there, but it was the only interesting aspect of the human element. That the Skarsgård character was bumbling, and I just didn't like him. The girl who is the surrogate mother to the deaf girl was there for exposition. I mean, cool, that's your job. You put your exposition hat on, and that's you. The scientists who worked for, what was it, Apex or whatever, the company, the bad company, the evil company, could have had more time. He could have been a sympathetic character, but he was just wasted because we want to just see fighting kaijus. So I'm okay with that, but it's just like, if you cared enough about the human characters or wanted more, then you could have fleshed that out. But in the end, we're all there to see the kaiju fighting. And so in the end, the human character's weakest part, and they can just kind of be, you know, thrown away. You can actually chop this movie up and just have the kaiju fighting, and it would kind of just make sense, which I think is cool, because you don't actually, like, need certain human characters as well. Those certain human characters is the conspiracy theorist guy who's running around with Eleven from Stranger Things, and those characters were utterly useless. They did nothing in the film, in my opinion. They did nothing. And I could hear some people be like, oh, well, at the end of the film, they blew up the console and messed up, you know, the villain at the end. And it's just like, you could have just written that into the film. You could have just written that Godzilla and Kong got the upper hand without having them do that. They were useless and annoying to me personally. I liked Eleven from the second film. I liked all the human characters and all their interactions. They brought something to the role that I know a lot of people didn't like, but I thought they did. This time around, useless. The kid who played in Deadpool 2, who was the sidekick to Eleven in this film, actually just useless. I didn't like that whole arc. You could have literally taken those characters out of the film, rearranged it just a little bit, and had just the scientists, and that's it. And you had bare minimum human characters and maximum monsters. And obviously the fighting was the best part. The over the scale fighting in Hong Kong was fantastic. There was a cookie cutter route they took to the way that they dealt with the fighting. You know, you have Kong losing round one on the boats, and then you have Godzilla winning, you know, kind of like losing round two. And then round three emerges with a villain, which spoiler, is Mechagodzilla, using Ghidorah's skull from the end of the second film. And then you have Godzilla losing to the villain, and then Kong has to come back, and they team up and beat him. Super cookie cutter, I grant you. So if there's any negative here, it's that it's a super cookie cutter build. But overall, fantastic fighting. That's what I want to go see in a Godzilla movie. That's what I want to see in a kaiju film. That's it. Fantastic. Get a sweet sound system. If you got surround sound at home, watch it on HBO Max. Or better yet, go to the theater. Throw a mask on, go to the theater, and enjoy it. It'll be great. Overall, I think this has replayability, just like the first two. The second one has more replayability in the trilogy than the first one, just because of the way Gareth Edwards did the first Godzilla, where they didn't have as much action. I think they didn't have as much budget or whatever. But this one has plenty of action, just like King of All Monsters. Overall, I say go see the film. Hopefully we can all get back to seeing movies in theaters. I know that they're finally going to release Black Widow, which is what I'm looking forward to. I don't know if there was a date set for that one yet, but I know that me and my friends are going to start going to see major films in theaters again because of the Cinemark experience we had. The next one is Mortal Kombat. Looking forward to that one. Hopefully I'll have a shoots or shoots for that one. But I know Tim's hating this going on any longer, so I will cut it short and say thanks again for listening to me. I've heard the feedback. I love it. Thank you for watching. And we'll see you next time on Shoots to Shoots.